The engine can still be seen with the propeller attached, but not much else even looks like a plane.
The entire fuselage of the main cabin, including the cockpit, was consumed by post-crash fire.
NTSB investigator Ralph Hicks says there's no evidence of a fire on board before the crash and very few clues from the final communications.
The pilot, shortly after takeoff, requested to return to the airport.
Then declared an emergency, but didn't say what was wrong. Within minutes, the plane was down in the woods of this city-owned DEP land, the crash killing 63-year-old Keith Weiner, his wife, 14-year-old daughter, and her friend. A preliminary report is expected at the end of this week. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds at the crash site in Ormonk.